Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
We are now starting Bezos Hashem the Gemara on the Lamed Aleph, Amen Aleph. The Mishnah says, Mevi'in Eitzim and Asada min HaMechunis. One can bring Eitzim from the Sada, but only if the Eitzim are Mechunis in the Sada. If they are gathered in the Sada. And that thing Mar says that Mar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Ein mevin eitzim ela min hamechunasim shebekarpeif. In other words, even from a karpeif, one can only bring eitzim if they were gathered in the karpeif. The Gemara asks, I are Mishnah, vanant nam na karpeif afilu min hamefuzarim. The Gemara answers, mas nisan yechidai. Our Mishnah is a shitas yachid. But the halacha is, like Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says, that ein mevin eitzim ela mina mechunasim shebekarpeif. Even from a karpeif, one can only bring eitzim if the eitzim are mechunas in the karpeif. Now to explain what the iser is, according to the Tanev of the Mishnah, from the Sada, if the eitzim are not mechunasim, or according to Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, even from a karpeif, if the eitzim are not mechunasim, we find a machlokes harishenim. Rashi in the Mishnah explains that the reason why one needs mechunasim is because by being mechanes the eitzim, by gathering the eitzim, he's megaladas da'alayhu samech ve'enei mukta, avo mufuzarin mukta. According to Rashi, that one needs mechunasim is in order that the eitzim should not be mukta. The Taz, in Simon Tov Kuf Aleph, Sivkatan Hei, and the Pimagadim in Sivkatan Tes say that according to Rashi, that one can only bring from a chunasim is only if he did not actually go and be making the eitzim from before Yontif. But if someone went and was actually making the eitzim before Yontif, then it does not make any difference if the eitzim are mechunasim or mefuzarim. That our Mishnah says that there is a difference if the eitzim are mechunasim or mefuzarim, and only when they are mechunasim is there a hetzer to take those eitzim, is only because we say that through being mechanes the eitzim, through gathering the eitzim, is that it's as if he was making the eitzim for yontif. But if someone went and explicitly said, "I am being making these eitzim for yontif," then there is absolutely no difference if the eitzim are mechunasim or mefuzarim. No matter what, one will be allowed to take those eitzim on yontif. That is the shita of the Taz and Pimagadim according to Rashi. In the Ran, we find that the Ran argues on Rashi and explains that our Mishnah is not based upon the Isser Mukta. The Ran explains that the Isser of our Mishnah is based on the Isser of being Ma'amer. There is an Isser to gather objects that grow from the ground. And that is the basis behind our Mishnah. The Ran goes on to say that the Tana of our Mishnah holds, the one is allowed to take Eitzim min ha-mefuzar shebekarpeif, even though the Eitzim are mefuzarim. What happened to the Isser being Ma'amer? The Ran goes on and says that one is allowed to be Ma'amer is based on the Hetzer that one is allowed to do melacha letzirich eichel nefesh. And for that reason, one is allowed to be Ma'amer in order to collect Eitzim, which are necessary letzirich eichel nefesh. The Ran explains that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that one is not allowed to take from Mefuzarim Shebesada is only because we say that it looks as if he's gathering not Letzirich Yontif. And the whole Heter is only if one is doing Melacha Letzirich Yontif. That is the reason why the Tana of our Mishnah holds that one is not allowed to take from Mefuzarim Shebesada. If Yehuda Amar Shmuel in the Gemara goes a step further and holds that even in a karpeif one is only allowed to take from a chunasim based on the same reasoning, that only from a chunasim shebekarpeif do we say that it looks as if he's taking letzirich yontif. But from a chuzarin shebekarpeif, which looks as if he's taking shelo letzirich yontif, it is aser. So again, according to the Ran, the basis of our Mishnah has absolutely nothing to do with Mukta. The basis of our Mishnah is based on the Isser of Ma'amer, which on Yontif is Mutter L'Tzerech Eichel Nefesh, if it is L'Tzerech Yontif. Shelo L'Tzerech Yontif is Aser, and therefore it depends if it looks as if he's being Ma'amer L'Tzerech Yontif or not. The Taz and Pimagadim again say that according to the Ran, that the Isser of our Mishnah is based on Ma'amer, there is absolutely no difference, even if he would go and explicitly be making these eights of Matzari Chant, it will still be Aser, because the Isser of our Mishnah has absolutely nothing to do with Muktzah. The Yamsha Shoima in Simin Yud says that according to Rashi, that learns that the basis of our Mishnah is based on Muktzah, one has to explain that our Mishnah is only going according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds a Muktzah. But according to Reb Shimon, that does not hold a muktzah. According to Reb Shimon, one would be allowed to take from Mefuzarim, even from the Mefuzarim Shabbasada, because Reb Shimon does not hold a muktzah. And therefore, as far as Lahalacha is concerned, it would depend if we hold like Reb Shimon or like Reb Yehuda as far as Yontif is concerned, which is a Machoikes, the Mechaber, Nuramon, Simentov, Tzadihei, Sif, Dalet. And according to Rama, that says V'yesh matir mukta afil b'yantif, one will be allowed to take etzim even from a fuzarim shebasada, because of Shimon is leisle mukta, and therefore that that we paskin in Siman Tav Kof Aleph Sif Gimel, the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel that even in a carpet if one can only take etzim that are mechunasim, and no one is chilek on the halacha that's brought down in Siman Tav Kof Aleph Sif Gimel, even like the Rama that holds in Siman Tav Tzadihei that we do not hold the Muktzah Yontif, also agrees to the halacha, is based on that that we paskin like the Ran, that we explain the Isser of our Mishnah based on the Ran, that our Mishnah is not dependent upon Muktzah, but rather our Mishnah is based on the Isser of Ma'amer, Shaloi Letzirech Yontif. The Shaar Melech in Perek Beis Milchus Yontif, Halacha Yedalad, asked the following kasha according to Rashi. According to Rashi, that understands our Mishnah is based on the Isra Muktzah. How does Rashi explain that that we find in the Gemara that Beis Shammai holds that one is not allowed to bring from Eitzim of Huzaren, Bein Besada, Bein Bekarpif? We find, in the beginning of our Masechta, that Rav Nachman said that Beis Shammai does not hold of Muktzah. Beishami Krib Shimon. Beishami holds like Krib Shimon. If Beishami holds like Krib Shimon, how does one understand that like Beishami one is not allowed to take from Mefuzarim? So therefore the Shaar Melech goes and argues on the Yamsha Shoima and says that even like Rashi that explains our Mishnah is based on the Isra of Muktzah, it is not dependent upon the Machlekes between Krib Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Even Reb Shimon will agree that in our Mishnah one can only take from Mechunasim, not from Mefuzarim. And so too we find in the Pnei Yeshua that explain that even according to Rashi, our Mishnah is not dependent upon Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Based on that, we find in Rashi before in Daf Chaf Dalet on the base, but Dibur Amaschal Miyesh Mi'oisei Hamid B'Mechuber. That with that itself, that one did not gather the Eitzim from before Yontif, it's as if he was Doicha the Eitzim B'Yodayim. And since it is as if he was deicha the eitzim biyadayim, even according to Reb Shimon, that generally speaking is leisli muktzah, agrees that wherever you have a dechia biyadayim, we say that it is muktzah. And since these eitzim are as if he was deicha them biyadayim by the fact that he did not collect them from before Yontif, therefore, even like Reb Shimon, one can only take from the mechunasim, either in the sada like the Tanah of our Mishnah, or according to Yehuda Mishmol, even from a karpif. In the Shita of the Rambam, in Perek Beis Halacha Yedalad, the Mishnah Brura and Sharatzian Siman Tav Kof Aleph Sif Katzan Yedalad says that one sees a different pshat in the Halacha of our Mishnah, a different reasoning for the Isser of our Mishnah. From that, that the Rambam says the one is allowed to be Megavev Besada Melafanov. The one is allowed to collect the Eitzim Besada in the Sada Melafanov. From there, the Mishnah Berurah says that one sees not like Rashi and not like the Ran. Because according to Rashi, that the Isser is dependent upon Muktzah, Besada is for sure Muktzah. So what is the Heter to be Megavev Melofonov and be Madlik? What happened to the Isser Muktzah? Where was the Achana of those Eitzim? And as the Mishnah Berurah explains, that one sees in the Rambam not like the Ran as well. Because like the Ran, that the Isser of our Mishnah is based on the Isser of Ma'amer, the Iker Isser Ma'amer is referring to Eitzim Shebasada. So what would be the Heter to Megaviv, Mishal, Fanav, and Mimadlik? Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says one sees in the Rambam that the Rambam understands our Mishnah in a completely different fashion from Rashi and the Ran. The Rambam understands the Isser of our Mishnah is based on the Isser of Uvda Dechol, that it is a weekday activity to go to the Sada to bring Eitzim into his house. But if one is Megavev Besada Melafonov and he's being Madlik right there in the Sada, we are not worried about Uvda Dechol. It does not look like Uvda Dechol. And for that reason, the Rambam holds that one is allowed to Megavev Besada based on the fact that the Rambam understands the Isser of our Mishnah is an Isser of Uvda Dechol. But now one has to understand that the Mishbura himself asks from the end of the Rambam. The Rambam says that if one is missing Echon Mikol Elu, like for example, Mechunasim, Harei, Hein, Mukza. So here the Rambam says explicitly, like Rashi, that the Isser of our Mishnah is based on the fact that they are Mukza. To explain the Rambam, L'chiru one could say, based on that we find in the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph, the following Chiddush. The Rambam says that one is allowed to take Eitzim, La'asaka, is based on a special heter the Rabbonin went and were matir to take Eitzim Asaka. And so too one finds Mefurish in the Rashba and Dafam Gimel Amid Aleph, that the Rashba says that the one is allowed to take Eitzim Asaka is a special heter the Rabbonin gave for one to take Eitzim Asaka. But really, the Eitzim remain Mukza. And therefore one can say that the Rambam means as follows, that because of the Isser, as the Mishnah Berurah explains of Uvda Dechol, Rabbanan said that we leave the Isser Mukta in place. And therefore, if one takes Eitzim without the rule set forth in our Mishnah, the Isser that one is over is an Isser Mukta. Because again, the whole Heter Rabbanan was only given with the stipulation that there is no Uvda Dechol involved. If there is Uvda Dechol involved, one does not have the heter of taking Eitzim Asaka, and therefore the Isser Muktzah stays in place. That is how one can explain the Rambam. So again, we have three mehalchim in how to understand the Isser of our Mishnah. Rashi understands that the Isser of our Mishnah is based on Muktzah, which according to the Amshal Shoyim is only like Rabbi Yehuda, or according to the Pnei Yeshua and Shar Melech, is even like Rabbi Shimon. The Ran, on the other hand, explains our Mishnah is based on the Isser of Ma'amer. The Rambam, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Isser of our Mishnah is based on the Isser of Uvda Dechol. Those are the three basic mahalchim and how to understand the halacha of our Mishnah. As we'll see, Be'ezus Hashem, this machlokes between Rashi and the Ran has tremendous ramifications as far as Pashut Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amarova alikanim v'aligifanim. Even though we gather them, even the madli zekam avado, since if a wind would come, it would spread them out, kimifuzarim damo. So to understand this Gemara again is based on the previous Machlokes Rashi and the Ran. Rashi explains, Kimifuzarim Damu, that even if the Ruach did not end up being Mefazer, the Alikanim and Aligifanim, still we say that Mestamo Isamcha Daite, because he thought Mevader Uzika, therefore he was not Semechdas on the Alikanim and Aligifanim, and therefore they retain their status of Muktza. Because again, according to Rashi, the basis of the Isser of our Mishnah is based on Muktzah. And the only way to take care of the problem of Muktzah is only by being Seimech Das Ilavayu. And over here that he was not Seimech Das Ilavayu based on the fact he Madu Yizek Mavadu, therefore there's some Muktzah stays in its place. The Ran, on the other hand, explains that we say that there is an Isser of Alikanim and Alikfanim even though we gather them, is based on that we are Chesha Shema B'Shah Shiyir Tzalok, that maybe at the time that I will come to you, Malakatam Yifazrim HaRuach V'Asi L'Gaviv. In other words, the Isser is based on a Chshash, that we are Chesha that at the time that I will come to be Malakat them, they'll no longer be Mechonis. And are we over the Isser of Ma'amer, which even Otzeich HaChonefesh will be Asr because it looks as if he's being Ma'amer Shulei Otzeich. That is how the Ran explains the halacha of Alikanim and Aligifanim in our Gemara. Now let's continue with Machlokes Rashi and Ran in the next step of the Gemara. The Gemara comes to explain the Machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi says, Kol shenichnasim loy v'peiseches afiu v'seich tchum Shabbos. As far as the Pshat in our Mishnah, according to the Gemara's Maskana, we find three Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi explains the Mishnah as follows, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kol shesamach l'ir, one is allowed to bring Eitzim, even if the karpif does not have a pesaches, even if the karpif is not lacked. Rabbi Yosi agrees that if the karpif is samach l'ir, even if the karpif does not have a pesaches, one is allowed to bring eitzim. But Rabbi Yisi adds on another kula. Rabbi Yisi says, "Kol shenichnasei v'peisaches afil v'seichet chum Shabbos." If it has a peisaches, then even if it is not samach, one has a heter to bring eitzim, as long as it has a peisaches. That is a shita of Rashi in the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisi. Tosfos, in the name of the Sar Mikutzi, explains the machlokes differently. Tosfos explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we say the one is allowed to bring from a karpef shesamach l'ir is only if the karpef has another condition as well. It needs a peisaches. Only the karpef fulfills both conditions. First of all, it's samach l'ir, and second of all, it has a peisaches. Only then does Rabbi Yehuda hold the one is allowed to bring eitzim. Rabbi Yisi argues on both halachas. Rabbi Yisi says that if it's samach l'ir, it does not need a peisaches. It's mutter to bring eitzim even without a peisaches. And second of all, if it is not samach l'ir, as long as it has a peisaches, one is allowed to bring eitzim. So again, according to Rashi, there is one machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisi. If one is allowed to bring eitzim from a karpef with a peisaches, that is not samach l'ir. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is aser, and according to Rabbi Yisi, it is mutter. According to the Sar Mikutzi, there are two machlekesim. One machlekes is by samach l'ir, if one needs a peisaches or not. According to Yehuda, you need a peisaches. According to Yehuda, it is mutter even without a peisaches. And also, there is another machlekes if one is allowed to bring from a karpef that is not samach l'ir, if the karpef has a peisaches. According to Yehuda, even with a peisaches, it is aser if it is not samach l'ir. According to Yehuda, it is mutter. In Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rif and the Rambam, we find a third shita. They explain, like the Sar Mikutzi, as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, that Rabbi Yehuda holds the only heter is samach l'ir, but you need another tanai as well, you need a tanai of Pesaches. Rabbi Yisi argues and holds that there is a heter with a Pesaches even if it is not samach l'ir. But Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisi both agree that the whole heter of samach l'ir is only if it fulfills the condition of Pesaches. So again, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rif, and the Rambam, there is only one machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisi. The machlekes is if there is a heter not samach l'ir, but by samach l'ir one needs a peisaches. The halacha of the Shulchan Aruch says that we pass in like Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rif, and the Rambam, that the whole heter, even of samach l'ir, is only if it has the condition of peisaches as well. Now to explain this machlekes Rishenim, if samach l'ir needs peisaches, or we say that samach l'ir does not need peisaches, l'chaira one could explain based on the previous machlekes Rashi and Ran. But first, let's understand what will be the reason why one would need a peisaches. So we find in the Magen Avraham of Katan Tess that the Magen Avraham explains as follows: if one understands the iser of our Mishnah is based on muktzah, then we say, if one does not have a peisaches, then he is mesiach das minei because he is scared shignoivu, that he's scared that the eitzim will be stolen, and therefore he is not soimech on those eitzim, and therefore they are muktzah. That is if one understands the reason of our Mishnah is based on muktzah. If one understands like the Ran that it is based on ma'amer, so the Magen Avraham brings down from the Ran that like the Ran, the reason why one would need a peisaches is because without a peisaches have a leke soda. It's as if the karpif is a soda, and therefore it will be aser, based on the chumrah of soda. That is how the Ran explains, based on his shita, that the iser of our Mishnah is an iser of ma'amer. So l'chaira, according to Rashi, that the reason why one would need a peisaches is because without a peisaches he is mesiach das minei, he is not semech on the eitzim, based on the fact that he is scared sheignoivu. So one could say that is only by a karpif that's not samach, by a karpif that is samach, he is semech das on those eitzim. And for that reason, by a karpif that is samach, one would not need a peisaches. But according to the Ran that understands the reason why one needs a peisaches is in order that the karpif should not be considered like a sada. There is no makom to differentiate between if the karpif is samach or not samach. No matter what, even if the karpif is samach, one would need a peisaches in order that the karpif should not look like a sada. That is how one can explain the machlekes rishonim if samach needs a peisaches or not. Now let's go on to the next sugya, the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ei mevaken etzem loy min akoyes v'loy min akoyes nishbar biyontzef." The Gemara explains that the Mishnah means as follows: Ein mevakin etzem voim in a soyar shokayos, voim in a kirish nishba biyantef, vofi she einoy min hamuchan. To explain that the one cannot be mevakeh etzem from soyar shokayos, we find in places on the base of a base that explains based on that, that the soyar shokayos or mukta machmas chesaren kis. That the one cannot be mevakeah from a kirish nishba biyantef, we find the seeming machlekes harishainim. Rashi in the base of the base explains that the one cannot be mevakeah from a kirish nishba biyantef is based on that we say migo deskatzoi ben ashmoshes eskatzoi ukuyoyim. Since it was mukta ben ashmoshes, for that reason it is mukta for the whole yantef. That is how Rashi explains the halacha of our Mishnah. The Rambam, on the other hand, in Perek Beis, Halachi Beis, explains that the one cannot be mevakeah from a kirash nishba biyantef. The Rambam says it's based on that, mipnei shehi noilad. In other words, since at the beginning of the yantef was a kirah, which is part of a binyan, and now in yantef that it broke and turned into etzim, it changed its state on yantef from being a kirah to being etzim. Therefore, it is considered noilad, and for that reason, one cannot be mevakeah from Kirish Nishba Biyantef, based on that, and now that it turned into Eitzim, it is considered Noilat. That is the Shita of the Rambam. L'chayr, one could ask the following kasha. As we'll see later in the Sugya, as Taisa says on the bottom of the Omer, Taisa says that we find that one is allowed to metalto mukta v'tzorech eichel nefesh. If the purpose of the tilto mukta is a tzorech eichel nefesh, then there is no iser of tilto mukta. And so too we find in Tesis before in Avchal Chesma Beis and on Avchal Chesma Aleph. So one could ask, why do we say that there is an Isser to Mevakeya from Seir Shal Kairos and from Kairos Nishpa Biyantef? What happened to the halacha that one is allowed to Metalto Mokto Tzor Chichol Nefesh? So how can we say that there is an Isser to Mevakeya Eitzim based on the fact that Eitzim are Mokto? What happened to the heter of Otzeruch Eichel Nefesh? And the reason why one is being mevakeh these Eitzim is for the purpose of using these Eitzim Asaka Otzeruch Eichel Nefesh. So Bishwam, like the Rambam, that explains that Kirish Nishba Biyantef is Mukta is based on the Isser Noilad, one can say that Noilad is more chomer than regular Mukta. And even though regular Mukta is Mutta Otzeruch Eichel Nefesh, but Noilad is more chomer. But even like the Rambam, one could ask the Kasha. Because as we find in the Gemara before in the Afid Alef and Aleph, that Beis Hillel is Mater, even Mukta Machmas Chesaren Kis, to be Metalto Mukta Machmas Chesaren Kis, for the Tzerech of Simchas Yontif. So Chaya, even though the Rambam explains that the reason why Kairosh Nishrabi Yontif is Mukta is based on Noilad, and for that reason one could say that one cannot be Metalto Kairosh Nishrabi Yontif, even with Tzerech Eichel Nefesh based on the Chumrah of Noilad, what about Tzerech Shal Kairos? Tzerech Shal Kairos is Mukta Machmas Chesaren Kis. And as far as Mukta Machmas Chesaren Kis is concerned, we find that Beis Hillel is Mater Mukta Machmas Chesaren Kis in Metalto with Tzerech Simchas Yontif. So too over here, one should be able to Mevakeya Tzerech Shal Kairos with Tzerech Eichel Nefesh or Tzerech Simchas Yontif. So here from here one sees, as we find in the Marshal and Daf and Gimel and Aleph, that even though one is allowed to metalto mukta with tzurech eichel nefesh, that is only the tiltal of mukta. The only thing that one is mutter to do with tzurech eichel nefesh is the metalto mukta. But as far as his shtam shos mukta is concerned, as far as using mukta or eating mukta is concerned, that is aser even where eichel nefesh is concerned. And therefore, as far as our Mishnah, that we are speaking about using Eitzim that are Mukta La'asaka, since you are being Mishtamish with Eitzim, therefore one is Aser to be Mishtamish with Eitzim that are Mukta, even with Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. Because as the Marsha says, being Mishtamish with Eitzim, or being Mishtamish with any Mukta, is considered as if one is eating the Mukta, and there is no heter of eating Mukta whatsoever. And so to one sees in the next Mishnah. By Bayesh and Nevchas, that Tosis explains that the one is allowed to eat the Peres from a Bayesh Shemoi Peres from Nevchas is only like Reb Shimon the Leisei Mukta, because according to Behuda the Islei Mukta, there is no heter of eating those Peres are Mukta, because again, even though there is a heter of Tiltal Mukta Tzeichichon Nefesh, but that heter does not include Achilas Mukta. And the explanation in the Marsha that even though there is a heter total at Tzarichei Chol Nefesh, but Achila is not included, and so to work the Maharsha using Mukta, which is included in Achila, does not have the heter at Tzarichei Chol Nefesh, is based on that we find in the Chassam Sefer in the beginning of our Masechta, that explains that there are two different types of Mukta. There is Mukta l'Achila or Mukta l'Totol. And Mukta l'Achila, the Chassam Sefer goes on to say, is Karev l'Dariyaisa, Oy Dariyaisa Mamish. Based on the pasuk of Ahoya B'yom HaShishi Ve'chinu Esashayaviyu, which from there we learn that one cannot eat something on Shabbos or Yontif without it being prepared beforehand. On the other hand, Muktzah L'Totol does not have any esoteria whatsoever. The Muktzah L'Totol, the Chassam Sefer explains, is based on the Gzeirah of Nechemiah ben Chakoya, which is only a Gzeirah Atu Eitzah. And therefore, based on the Chassam Sefer, one can say that since Muktzah L'Achila is Karev L'Dereisa, therefore Muktzah L'Achila is more Chomer, and even Otzorich El Chonefesh is Aser. Muktzah L'Totol, on the other hand, which is not Karev L'Dereisa, only Muktzah L'Totol is Mutter Otzorich El Chonefesh. That is how one can explain our Gemara. Now let's go back to the Gemara in the base of the base. The Gemara says that from that that we see in our Mishnah, Eimavak and Eitzim and Akiris, Vayman Akiris, Nishnishbra Biyantif, one sees the Sasam Lantana Kabbi Huda. Our Mishnah is based on that, that Rabbi Huda is Isle Mukta. Tosfos explains that the Raya of the Gemara, that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Huda, is not from the Resha of Eimavak and Kairis. As Tosfos explained, since our Mishnah is talking about Seir Shokayas, Tavi Mukta Machmas Chesarenkis, Bahakuyam Amaydu. Even if Shimon agrees to Mukta Machmas Chesarenkis, Tosfos explains that the Raya of the Gemara is from the second case, from Kayash Nishba Biyantev, which is based on Rabbi Huda de Isle Mukta. That is how Tosfos explains the Gemara's Raya and Afbeis on a base. Rabbi Kivager, on the other hand, says that Uwe Devei Karchem of Mafra Tosfos, he would have explained that the Gemara's Raya is even from the Reisha of Seir Shel Kairos. And Rabbi Kivager says as follows, that even though we find that Rabbi Shimon agrees by Mukta Machmas Chesaron Kis, that Rabbi Shimon holds a Mukta Machmas Chesaron Kis, but now, on Yontif, that he's coming now to use a Seir Shel Kairos Vasaka, from that time and on, these Eitzim are no longer Mukta Machmas Chesaron Kis, because now he decided that he's no longer using these Eitzim as a Seir Shel Kairos, but he's going to use these Eitzim as firewood. So from now on, they are no longer Mukta Machmas Chesaron Kis. And therefore, the only reason why these Eitzim should be Mukta is only based on the rule of Migu Deskatzoi. Since they were Mukta from the beginning of Shabbos based on Mukta Machmas Chesaron Kis, so too they are Mukta for the whole Shabbos, or for the whole Yontif. And therefore, like Reb Shimon, that does not hold a migul deskatzoi, l'chira, these eitzim shimutar la'asaka, because that they are mukta machmas chesaron kis does not exist anymore. They are no longer mukta machmas chesaron kis now that he decided to use them for firewood. And therefore, B'Kivager says, l'chira, one could explain the Raya of the Gemara from the Reisha as well. L'chira, the B'Kivager is based on that. The B'Kivager understands that the machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, that Reb Shimon is Leisle Mokta, and Reb Yehuda is Isle Mokta, they are arguing if one says Migu Deskatzoi or not. Reb Shimon holds that we do not say Migu Deskatzoi. Reb Yehuda, on the other hand, holds that we do say Migu Deskatzoi. And therefore, Reb Kivager understands that by these Seir Shokayos, even though originally they were Mokta Machmas Chesaron Kis, and Reb Shimon agrees to Mokta Machmas Chesaron Kis, but since Reb Shimon does not hold of Migu Deskatzoi, therefore, since in the middle of Shabbos or Yontif, they are no longer Mokta Machmas Chesaron Kis, like Reb Shimon, they should be Motzer. Tais, on the other hand, seems to understand the machlokes of Shimon Abiyuda is not a machlokes if we say Migu Deskatzoi or not. Tais understands the machlokes between Reb Shimon Abiyuda is Reb Shimon is Lei Slei Mukta. Reb Shimon does not hold a Mukta. But in the case of Reb Shimon is Islei Mukta, for example, by Mukta Machmas Chesaron Kis, Tais understands that even Reb Shimon would agree that we say Migu Deskatzoi. Reb Kivager, based on the Ran, on Daf Tesvavim base, seems to understand that Reb Shimon is leisle migul deskatzoi, and therefore Reb Shimon understands that even by mukta machmas chesaron kis, if in the middle of Shabbos it is no longer mukta machmas chesaron kis, it should be mutter. That is a chayat machlekes between Reb Kivager based on the Ran and Tosfos. The Chazon Ish in Simen Mem Dalet of Katan Yadalet says that one could argue on Reb Kivager Even if one understands that Shimon argues amigo des katzoi, still, by in this case of muktzah machmas chasarin kis, Reb Shimon will hold that it is muktzah the whole entire Shabbos or Yontif. Chazanish says that we say that Reb Shimon is leis amigo des katzoi, that's only if something changed in the chayfet, if the object changed between the beginning of Shabbos and now. Then we say that even though it's muktzah from the beginning of Shabbos, but since now it is not the same object as it was at the time of the beginning of Shabbos, therefore the object will become mutter now. For example, if you have a behema shenisnavla, if you have a behema that became nevela in the middle of Shabbos, then even though it was mukta from the beginning of Shabbos, still, since now the behema is royal klavim, the behema which was in snavla, the status of the behema changed from a behema chaya to a behema mesa, from a behema chaya to nevela. Therefore, like Reb Shimon, one will be allowed to give the behema a kovim, because even though it was muktzah in the beginning of Shabbos, but since the status of the animal changed, therefore one is allowed to give the behema a kovim in the middle of Shabbos, and we will not say migu diskatzoi. But the Chazanish goes on to say, if let's say nothing changed, if let's say the status of the keli is exactly the same from the beginning of Shabbos till now, just he happened to decide that he is no longer being makta the keli machmas chasarin kis, even like Reb Shimon will be aser. And even Reb Shimon will agree that since it was mukta from the beginning of Shabbos, it continues being mukta throughout Shabbos. As the Chazanish says, if someone would have an evan, and he would decide on Shabbos to use the Evan of Fatseya Ba'agrizim. If he would decide to use the Evan in the middle of Shabbos as a hammer, as a nutcracker, even like Reb Shimon will be Aser. Because again, since the Evan is the same Evan as it was from the beginning of Shabbos, and at the beginning of Shabbos the status of this Evan was Muktzah, therefore it stays Muktzah throughout Shabbos, even if one would go and change his mind and decide to use the Evan as a nutcracker. And so too the Chazanish says, as far as Tesis is concerned, as far as our case of Seir Shokiris, even if one would go and decide to use these Eitzim of Seir Shokiris or firewood, since at the beginning of Shabbos or Yontif they were Mukta, they continue being Mukta throughout Shabbos and Yontif, even like Reb Shimon. And therefore, as Tesis says, the Raya of the Gemara and that base of base, our Mishnah Zayk Reb Yehuda, is only from the second case of Kiras Nishba B'Yontif, that the Kira changed in the middle of Yontif, that like Reb Shimon, one will be allowed to use those Eitzim, like a Behuda, one will not be allowed to use these Eitzim based on the halacha of Migu des Katzoi. Now let's go on to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says one cannot be Mivakeya, Voy Bekordim, Voy Bemegeya, Voy Bemago, Ella Bekufetz. To explain the Isser of being Mivakeya, Bekordim, Megeya, Bemago, and the only heter is Mivakeya, Bekufetz, we find a tremendous Machlekes Harishainim. Rashi, in the Mishnah of the Yamascha Mago, and so too one sees in Tesis with the Yomascha of Akardim v'kufetz, when the high geese are shari, high geese nami shari, nami beis, one sees that there's an iser to use Kardim, Megera, Mago, because since they are quite uman, it is nira ka oisa by melacha. That is the shita of Rashi and Melchira Tesis as well. In the Rambam and Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud, the Ravid, and so too in the Ran, one sees a different pshat. The Rambam, Ravid, and Ran understand that there is an Isser to be Mevakeya Eitzim on Yontif. And therefore, since there is an Isser to Mevakeya Eitzim on Yontif, that one is allowed to Mevakeya Eitzim Mekufetz is based on the fact that being Mevakeya Eitzim Mekufetz is a Shinoi. And one is allowed to Mevakeya Eitzim as long as he is Mishana from the regular way with which he is Mevakeya Eitzim. So again, according to Rashi, there is no Isser in the actual being Mevakeya Eitzim on Yontif. It happens to be that if one uses a Kordim, Mago, or Megera, since those Kelim are Klei Uman, therefore it is Nira Ka'isa by Melacha. The other Yishanim understand that there is an Isser of being Mevakeya Eitzim, and therefore the only time it is Mutter is only if he is Mishana, which is by being Mevakeya with a Kufetz. Now to understand what the Isser is, we find two basic Mahalchim. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Kuf Aleph of Katan Gimel says that it could be the Isser is based on that by being Mevakeya Eitzim it is Nira Ka'ovda Dechol. Again, being Mevakeya Eitzim is a weekday activity, and because since being Mevakeya Eitzim is a weekday activity, for that reason it is Aser. And it is only mutter with a kufitz, because if he's being mevakeya with a kufitz, he's being mishaneh from the way he's usually mevakeya. And therefore the Magen Avraham goes on to say, if one understands that Isser being mevakeya eitzim is based on that it is over the chol, with that one can answer the kasha that the Rishonim ask. The Rishonim ask, what is the heter to be mevakeya bekufitz? We know, the Gemara says in Megillah Dav Zayinim Beis, that the one is allowed to do machshir yoichal nefesh on yontif is only if it was ef shalaseisim mebayid yom. Where was ef shalaseisim from before yontif? There is no heter machshir yoichal nefesh on yontif. So what is that to do with kiyah bekufet? So what happened to the iser machshir yoichal nefesh where you had the possibility of doing it from before yontif? So the Magen Avraham says if one understands that the iser being vakeya eitzim is based on the halach of uvda dechol, one can say that we say machshir yoichal nefesh or aser to do on yontif, if you have the possibility of doing it before yontif, that's only if it's a real malacha. A real malacha that has a hetzer of machshir yoichal nefesh only has the hetzer if there was no opportunity to do it before yontif. But in iser of dechol, the iser of dechol is mutter even if one had the opportunity of doing it before yontif, still it's mutter as long as he's mishana. That is how the Magen Avraham answers Rishonim's Kasha. From the Rambam, Rav and Ran that ask the Kasha of what is the Heter to be Mevakeya, what happened to the fact that it was Efshar Seisun Beid Yom, we see that they understand that the Isser of being Mevakeya is a real Malacha. And Ochira, the Isser is based on that the Rosh brings down from the Gemara and Shabbos that find out on the base that Haiman the Sawat Sota Chayiv Mishum Teichen. Being Mevakeya eats him is considered Trina. And it is also with the Isser Malach of Trina. And therefore the Rishonim ask, how is one not to be Mevakeya Bekufetz? What happened to the Halach of Hecha de Efshal Asayisan Meba'id Yayim? So we find two basic terutzim in how to answer this Kasha. The Rambam, again in Perek Dalet Halach Yud, says that since it is Efshal Shifoga Beit Zava, since it is possible that it will end up with an Eitz Avav V'yachol Avir V'imonim V'ashol, come out that it will end up not being able to be V'ashol, therefore Rabbanon were matter to be M'vakeya B'shinui. In order that one should not be Nimno V'ashol, Rabbanon were matter to be M'vakeya as long as he is Mishana. That is how the Rambam answers the Kasha. The Ran, on the other hand, answers the Kasha by saying the following Chiddush. The Ran says that since sometimes we find that if one is mevakeya, that his bikua is not considered machshir yoichal nefesh. For example, if one is mevakeya eitzim, in order to burn the eitzim for heat, not to cook, then that he is mevakeya eitzim is not included in machshirin. Because since he is using the eitzim themselves to create heat, that is not included in machshirin. Only if one is using the eitzim to cook something, only then do we look at the eitzim as machshirei eichal nefesh. But if one is using the eitzim themselves for heat, then we look at the eitzim as if they are eichal nefesh themselves, and the bikua as well is considered not machshirin, but since you're doing bikua in the eitzim themselves that you're using to create heat, the bikua itself is considered part and parcel of the eichal nefesh. Therefore, since we find bikua, which is not just machshirin, since sometimes bikua could be eichel nefesh itself, and therefore even if it is efshir b'id yom, it will be mutter an yantif, just like any eichel nefesh, that even where the eichel nefesh is efshir b'id yom, it's mutter an yantif. Therefore, the Ran says, we say the rule of mitaych, that since we find bikua, which is mutter an yantif, even where you have the possibility of doing it b'id yom, therefore, even where you have a bikua that is machshir eichal nefesh, we'll say mitoich shehoter bikua beyontif, hoter bikua, even where the bikua is machshir eichal nefesh. That is a teretz of the Ran. From the Ran, we see the following chiddush. That we say the machshir eichal nefesh, where you had the opportunity to do it before yontif, one is not allowed to do the machshir non yontif, that is only where one cannot have the heter of mitaych. But wherever one can have the heter of mitaych, even when you have a machshirin she'ev shalaseisim b'yayim, one would be allowed to do those machshirin on yontif. From the Rambam Ulchiru, one sees that the Rambam argues on the Ran, and the Rambam holds that by machshirin We do not say mitoich. B'machshirin, where you have the possibility to do it, Me'er Aviyantav will be aser, even where one could say mitoich, it will still be aser. And so too one finds in the Ramban in Shabbos Tavkov Chotav on the base, and so too the Chassam Sefer in Simen Kuf Memhei explains in the Shita of Tesis and Ksuvas of Zayin and Aleph, that by Machshirin, where you had the opportunity to do it from before Yontav, we will not say mitoich. And even where you have mitoich, we will not say mitoich shotro letzoyach, hotro nami heicha shevsha aseisan mebaidjoim. Obvious question is, why not? Just like we say, by every time mitoich shotro letzoyach, hotro nami shoy letzoyach, why are machshira yechon nefesh worse off? We should say again, mitoich shotro letzoyach, hotro nami machshirin afil heicha shevsha aseisan mebaidjoim. So we find in the Sefer Melechas Yontif Aisadi two possible eitzes why one would not say mitoich to yimater machshirin heicha she'efsha aseisan b'idyoim. One, he says, based on the raivid that the Shita Mekubetzes brings down in Ksuvas Daf Zayin, that we say mitoich is only where one did not have the possibility to do it from before Yontif. But wherever one had the opportunity to do it before Yontif, we will not say mitoich. As he explains in the Ois Tesvav, that we say mitoich, the Ravid understands, is based on that the Pasuk says lachem. From lachem we learn out the halacha of mitoich shehotro letzayrach hotronami shloi letzayrach. And therefore, as far as lachem is concerned, there is a miot. That there is a heter of lachem is only if one did not have the possibility of doing it before Yontif. For everyone had the possibility of doing it before Yontif, we will not say mitoich. And therefore, since the only time we say mitoich shotro letzayrach, hotro nami shel letzayrach is only where one did not have the opportunity of doing it before, therefore, by machshirin heicha she'ev shel aseisan b'idyoim will be aser, just like we never say mitoich where you had the opportunity of doing it before. That is one eitza that the Melechas Yontif says. The other eitza Melechas Yontif says is as follows, that we say mitoich shotro letzayrach, hotro nami shel letzayrach is only, as the Rishonim say, is only if there's a tzayrach k'tzas. And therefore the Melechas Yontif goes on to say that since there is no tzayrach in the machshirin themselves, a person doesn't need the machshirin. The machshirin are only in order for someone to reach his goal. Therefore, since there is no tzayrach in machshirin, we say that it is not called the tzayrach k'tzas, and therefore we will not say mitoich. That is the second eitza of the Melechas Yontif. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah says, "Bayushu moi peres v'nivchas noita mimokem apchas." Rashi asks the kasha, "Why mina muktzah? Why don't we say it's muktzah machmas eser? Tein yochal apayischei biyontif. Asachtai tivnei. Why don't we say he was misiach das? Because he cannot possibly get to the peiros without being over an iser." So Rashi says the kivan will have a psichas iser of the raisa since there is no iser in the psicha minatayra, like the Gemara says, "Ketum kminu lav avir delivni lav muktzah ninu." Since the iser, since in other words, what prohibits him to reach the peiros is an iser drabanan, therefore lav muktzah ninu. Like Rashi says, "Ketum amar gabi tavol b'shuli perkin shumuchan eitzel shabesh em aver v'sikne mesukan." That is how Rashi answers the Mishnah. The reason why in our Mishnah that by nivchas neitel makam chas and the peiros not muktzah is based on the fact that the only thing that held him back from getting the peiros is Nistar Abonim, therefore we do not say that he's Mesiach Das from those peiros. That is how Rashi answers his kasha. According to Rashi, will come out, as Rosh says, that if let's say you would have a Binyan Gomer, if let's say you would have a Bayis Gomer, then we would say that the peiros inside the Bayis are Mokza. Because again, that the Paris of Mishnah Moksa is only because the Isser, what prohibited him to reach the Paris, was only an Isser Drabonon based on the fact that we're talking about Traga the Livni, like the Gemara says. But in a case of a Bayis Gomer, if you'd have a real Binyan, since what holds him back from reaching the Paris is Nisr Aisa, then the Paris will be Moksa. From the Rambam and the Rif, that did not explain that the heter of our Mishnah is based on the fact that we're talking about a case of Avir Delivni. The Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Ches says that one sees that even by a Bayis Gomer, even if one would have a full-fledged binyan, and the binyan will be nivchas on Yontif, one will be allowed to take the fruits, and the peiros will not be muktzah. The Beis Yosef explains that from the Rambam and Rif, one sees that they understand like the Ramban explains Amol Chames. The Ramban argues on Rashi. The Ramban says that even if one would have a Binyan Gomer, still the Peiros inside would not be Mukta. The Ramban says that the reason why the Peiros inside are not Mukta is because since there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the Peiros are Royal Achila. The Peiros are completely Royal Achila. There's only a side Isser, which holds them back from being able to reach the Peiros, that does not make the Peiros Mukta. The only time the Peiros will be Mukta is only if there's something intrinsically wrong with the Peiros. And therefore, even if one would have an Issa Deraisa, which is holding him back from reaching the Peiros, since there's nothing wrong with the Peiros will not be Mukta. And for that reason, the Rif and Rambam hold that even by Binyan Gomer, still, if the Binyan will be Nevchas, the Peiros will not be Mukta. L'chorei the Machlokes Rashi and Ramban is based on a fundamental understanding of Mukta. Rashi understands Mukta is based on that one is Mesiach Das from the Peiros. The fact that he cannot reach the Peiros, even though there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the Peiros, but since he cannot reach the Peiros, therefore he's Mesiach Das from the Peiros, and therefore the Peiros are Mukta. That, then, in our Mishnah, he's not Mesiach Das from the Peiros, is because what's holding him back is an Iser Drabonon. The Ramban, on the other hand, understands that for the Peiros to be Mukta, one needs that there's something intrinsically wrong with the Peiros. Because the Ramban understands that Mukta is not dependent upon that he is Mesiach Das from the Peiros. Mukta is dependent upon that the Peiros are not Roy. And only the Peiros not Roy are the Peiros Mukta. And since over here the Peiros are completely Roy, there's nothing wrong with the Peiros whatsoever, therefore the Peiros are not Mukta. Tesis, on the other hand, argues in Rashi and Ramban and holds that even if one would not be able to reach the Peiros because of an Issa Drabanan, that would also be reason that the Peiros should be Mukta. Tosis understands that the reason why the Peiros in our Mishnah are not Mukta is because our Mishnah is going like Reb Shimon de Leisle Mukta. And therefore, since the bias was Nefchas, the Peiros are Mukta because Reb Shimon is Leisle Mukta. But according to Behuda de Isle Mukta, Tosis understands that the Peiros will be Mukta even though what's holding him back is an Issa Drabanan. To understand the Machlekes in the Mishnah between Tanakam and Rameir, the Rameir says, Av Peiches v'chatchila v'naita, the one is even about to call v'chatchila v'peiches, we find Machlekes Rishenim. Mi'iri brings down Meshem Esh Mepharshim, and so too the Marsha explains B'shitas HaTosis and the Sharam Melech in Hilchas Yontif, Perek Beis Halachates. Understand that the Machlekes in our Mishnah, that the Tanakama holds, the one is not about Tipeches v'chatchila, is based on the Isra of Stiras Oil. Tanakam holds that there is an Isser of Stiras Oil Madrabanan, and for that reason, one is not allowed to go with Peiches v'chatchila. The Meir, on the other hand, holds that there is no Isser. But as far as Mukta is concerned, everyone agrees that there is no Isser Mukta whatsoever. Based on that one is allowed to be Metalto Mukta Otzerech Eichon Nefesh, like Tesis says on the bottom of the Amud. The Meiri himself, on the other hand, and so too in the Tesis read, and in the Shitas Rivav, explain that the Machlekes in our Mishnah is a Machlekes of Mukta. Tanakama holds that it is Aser based on the Isser of Mukta. Rameir, on the other hand, understands that there is no Isser of Mukta with Tzerech Eichel Nefesh. And Ocher, so too, one sees in Rashi, but you are Maschel Meisvech Eisomish Bekarka. So again, we have a Machlekes Rishonim. Is that the Rameir and Tanakama argue? Are they arguing as far as the Isser Mukta is concerned? Or are they arguing as far as the Isser Stiras Oil is concerned? Now, as far as the Isser Stiras Oil is concerned, one has to understand that what is the Isser Stiras Oil? Why is the Isser Stiras Oil different than any other Malacha that is Mutter Tzerech Eichel Nefesh? And this Kasha is really Kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Amai, what is the Heter to Peiches? V'noita v'akasasar Allah, I, he's being Tzerech Oil, what happened to the Heter of Tzerech Eichel Nefesh? So to answer this kasha, we find that the Meiri says that the Gemara is asking that what is the heter to Peiches v'Neitzel? Where was Efshar la'asis on Rabbi Yoim? L'chora, being Seiser. That one is being Peiches, the bias, is Machshir Eichel Nefesh. And Machshir Eichel Nefesh, where was Efshar la'asis on Rabbi Yoim, is Aser. That's the Gemara's kasha. Because Aser Allah, the Mishnah is talking about even in a case where it was Efshal Asis and Mebaid Yoim. That is how the Meiri explains the Gemara. In the Chidushe from the Ben Ramban, we find a different Eretz. The Ben Ramban says that the Mars Kasha Kasasar Allah is based on the fact that the Heter Eichel Nefesh is only for things that are usually needed for the purpose of Eichel Nefesh. Only those things were Chama Matzer as far as the Heter Eichel Nefesh is concerned. But anything which is not usually needed in the preparation of Eichel Nefesh, those things are not mutter in the klal of Eichel Nefesh. That is a teretz of the Ben Haramban. In the Sefer Malchus Yontif in Ois Kuf Lamed Beis, we find a different teretz. He says the following yisoid, that any malacha which is na'aseis for yomim rabim, which is na'aseis to last for a lot of days, that malacha meider abihuda the aser, even like abihuda the hazmachshir na'aseis nefesh as mutter, is meider that those malachas are aser. And for that reason, what is not allowed to be seiser, because stira is considered like a malacha hanaseis l'yomim harbe. That is the teretz of the malachas yontif to explain why there is no hetzer of eichel nefesh by malachas stira.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.